Today's Bible reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 36, and I'm going to be stopping at verse 40. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to whom all that look for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Well, the last time we saw an elderly man named Simeon in last week's reading, and he was promised of the Lord that he would not see death until the Lord revealed to him God's Messiah, God's appointed Christ, the Savior of the world. And we know that Simeon came that same day when the Holy Family came for the Holy Family to do things according to the law of Moses, and Simeon gave forth a prophecy about this child. Well, it would seem that at the same occasion, another elderly person named Anna, and the Bible calls her a prophetess, which means that God gave her wisdom in the ability to proclaim truth, not only truth that was relevant and needed to be applied to one's life, but probably even prophetic utterance of things yet to be. And we kind of pick that up from the very context. Matter of fact, she's actually telling people that something has already been fulfilled in regards to this child. So Anna is called a prophetess. We are also told that she came from the tribe of Asher, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. We are told that she was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And we're also told that she was a widow of about 84 years. So she was 80 some odd years old plus, which departed not from the temple. So she was somebody who was devoted to the temple and to its service, and for its purpose. But also it says that she served the Lord with fasting prayers night and day. So despite her age, she was very active when it came to doing things that were related to the service of God, the worship of God, and apparently even dispensing or proclaiming or giving God's word to God's people. So despite her age, she was given a lot of strength and stamina to continue being used of the Lord. Well, verse 39 says, and she coming in that instant, meaning the same time that Simeon came, when the Holy Family came to the temple to do according to God's law, she began to render verbally and apparently loud enough to maybe captivate the attention of other people who were at the temple at that time. She says that the Bible says that she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, meaning just like Simeon had rendered thanksgiving for seeing the Lord's Christ before he would die. And then she said, and then the Bible says that she spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Israel or in Jerusalem. So here she is prophesying or actually declaring the fact that something that had been foretold in the past in the Old Testament scriptures, of one who would come and bring redemption, buying us out of the slave market of sin, Satan's slave market. Jesus' blood was the price or the ransom that it would take to buy us out of our slavery and to set us free. And so Anna here is declaring something that's now become a reality. It's no longer a prophecy. It's no longer something to be anticipated for. It's now become the real deal. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. So from the age of, as we shall see, from the age of 12 to the age of his appearing at around 30 years of age, all of that time period, sometimes people call it the hidden years of Jesus. And there are some off-the-wall teachings of where Jesus was during this time. One of the more popular teachings is that Jesus went to India to learn his magic and to learn how to perform miracles and how to be a teacher or something like a guru. Well, the Bible says otherwise. The Bible tells you quite plainly that from this point on, until he makes his public appearance to be baptized, that Jesus grew up and lived and played and worked with his stepfather Joseph in the city of Nazareth all those years. He did not wander outside of Judea. He didn't go to India. He didn't go to China. He didn't go to Japan. He didn't go to Africa again to learn, you know, mumbo jumbo. He was groomed and raised right there in Nazareth. And then the Bible gives us this interesting thing. Since Jesus was both God and man, we have this mystery of the incarnation. And the child grew. So here's God in a human body. And now he's going to go through the same physical growing process that we all do. You get taller. You begin to build up muscles. You get stronger. Your bones get bigger. Your muscles get also stronger and also get bigger. And so Jesus grew up, God in a body, if you will, grew up like any one of us. It says he grew, waxed strong in spirit, so his inner man was strong, vibrant. He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God, which is his Father, was upon him. And so there the young Jesus will grow up and play, work in his stepfather's carpentry shop, get along or try to get along with his four brothers and two sisters who thought that he was out of his mind because he claimed to be God in the flesh. And so he'll be growing up there in Nazareth, living, playing, going to the synagogue, reading the scriptures, learning about his father. And yet this is God in a body doing all of those things. That is the wonderful mystery of God becoming a man. Well, next time, we'll consider Jesus at the age of 12 and what happened at that point in his life.